Meeting will come to order. We're now holding Port of Astoria Board of Commissioners regular session meeting. May we have the roll call, please?
Commissioner Hill,
Here.
Commissioner Fickle,
Present.
Commissioner Stevens,
Here.
Commissioner Campbell is absent.
Here by phone.
He's here by phone. Can you hear us okay,
Yes.
Commissioner? Perfect. And
I can
Commissioner
hear you.
Roan.
Here. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Are there changes or additions to the agenda? Seeing none, we'll move to the public comment. For items on the agenda were not covered by a public hearing, this is the opportunity. Okay, this is for items on the agenda, but not covered by a public hearing. This is an opportunity to speak. We have public comments, but they are for non-agenda items. So we'll move on to the consent calendar. Consent calendar is meeting minutes of the Financial Advisory Committee of February 18th, a regular session of March 3rd. Workshop session of March 17th, the financials for February 2026, and the event calendar. Does anybody want to pull any of those items, or does someone want to make a motion approving the consent calendar?
I'll move to approve the consent calendar as presented.
You have a second?
I'll second that.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Consent calendar passes. The next item is the action item, airport ramp repairs. Deputy Director McGrath has provided you graphic. I'll turn it over to him.
Thank you, Commissioner. On page 25 of your packet, what we're looking to do is make some repairs to some panels that have failed on the east side of C Row, and then install some drainage between B and C Row that you see there. So if you look on the graphic that I gave you, and just as a bit of background on this, for the bids that we asked for from Earthworks Excavation, from Big River, and from Bayview, we're looking at 1,125 square feet. So, and basically that works out to exactly six of the panels. They have concrete panels that are made up out there, and each one of them is 12 and a half feet by 15 feet. So this will actually repair six of those. And so that green box that you see there behind the plane on there, those are the six that we're looking to repair. And it's just getting worse. It's starting to subside. What we don't know yet without getting in is right out to the right of that green box that you see is a fire hydrant. So we think that there may be some water intrusion issues or leak there. So we don't know what that's going to be. Just want to get that repaired. And then the line with the smaller box towards B and C Row, there's a lot of water that accumulates right at the east end of B, and it actually gets into B Row. And so what we want to do is excavate that area, put a catch basin in where you see that larger box, and then that orange line is a 100-foot line that extends to the next catch basin on C Row. So that's what we were looking to get done with that piece. So we went out and looked for a number of bids. Earthworks Excavation was the only one that submitted for both of them. Bayview didn't do either. And then Big River only did one. But in either case, Earthworks gave us the best bid. They have a better mob fee, they have better costs per unit for concrete, per rock, and for mobilization fees. So what I was looking for from the commission is approval to get Earthworks to get this work done here within the next month. So submitting that to the commission for approval, and I will open it up for questions.
Questions, anyone?
Was there any reason Big River didn't do the other part?
They were asked about the one, and so when we had asked them initially, we didn't give them both of the bids. But when I was looking at the per unit costs for Earthworks, it's much better than Big River's anyway. So we'd rather just have both both of them done by Earthworks rather than asking for two bids from Big River.
Any other questions?
Would a commissioner like to make a motion?
Yeah, I'll make that motion to approve the airport ramp repairs with Earthworks excavation for that amount, $38,485.
Sir. We have an emotion and a second. Are there any other additional questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay. The next item is the budget updates, page 32. And Melanie, Finance Director.
On page 32 of your packet, quick agenda summary. This is pretty straightforward. I just wanted to make sure the commission was aware of our budget timeline for this year. So a month from tomorrow, you'll be getting a copy of the proposed budget. We have our first meeting date scheduled as May 13th. We do have a second meeting date of May 20th. We're going to advertise it as a sort of tentative optional date. We did that last year. We were able to completely skip the second meeting because we adopted the budget in the first meeting. So we would also like to ask that the commission renew the term for Steve Brasky. His term expired June 30th of last year, and so we would like to renew through June of 2028.
Okay. There aren't any other questions about what was just presented. Can we get a motion to reappoint Steve Kraske to the budget committee?
Melanie, you said 2028.
Yeah, it says 2029 in the packet, but that was just a miscalculation.
Okay, so 2028. I'll make that motion to reappoint Steve Kraske to the budget committee for a 3-year term extending by 2028 June.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Congratulations, Steve, and thank you for carrying on. Our next item is Georgia Pacific Tax Deferment. I'll turn it over to the executive director. He looks like he's ready to go on that. So,
thank you, Commissioner Roan. So I apologize to the commission. Usually when we have stuff on the agenda, we have backup documentation and support for what it is that staff is proposing to the commission. This one is a little bit unique in that I was approached here a few weeks ago by the attorney for Clatsop County, and it was in regard to the strategic investment program agreement that had been approved by the county and the port for the Georgia Pacific Wanna Mill here last year for the rebuild of paper machines 1 and 2, I believe. As part of that agreement, they had a scheduled completion date of April 1, 2026, and Georgia Pacific had reached out to the county about getting an extension from April 1 to December 31st of 2026. And so when I had got that information from the county, I had requested some sort of a statement or backup from Georgia Pacific as to why they need the extension. And so I'll just read you what we got. Apologies for the delay in getting back to you. Spring break schedules. The project was pushed out primarily due to permit delays. Please let us know if there's anything else we can assist with. We greatly appreciate your partnership. That's the backup information I have for this. I did, again, talk with both the county manager as well as the attorney for the county. Neither one of them had any concerns about this. Georgia Pacific has already signed the amendment to the agreement. I believe the county was doing it this week. And so with the commission's approval, we would authorize myself to sign that amendment to extend end date from April 1, which was last week, to December 31st.
Anybody have any questions?
Just help me out with the history. Go ahead, Jim.
Is the port in the county the only ones that have to sign on to this?
It is, and it's a little bit of a strange situation because I don't know the exact dates, but for a long time, this strategic investment program that was administered through the state only required county approval. But there was a situation in Morrow County between the county and the port where there was a disagreement on a company who had filed for this on port property, and it ended up in litigation. As a part of the follow-up to that, there was legislation passed that if there is a port district within the county to which a company is requesting to be part of this program, that it would also in the future require port approval. What's a little bit weird for us is our tax millage is so low that it's really an immaterial amount of financial change for the port, but it is through legislation required now that because we are a port within the district that the Wanamill is requesting this deferment. And so to be clear, this is a tax deferment program on new investment. So it's not taking away the current tax base. It's, I think this one is for 15 years for which the new rebuild and capital investment, those taxes would be deferred. And so the when we first brought it to the commission last year, it was approved unanimously. Same thing with the county commission. And so this is just simply an amendment to that. And again, I apologize for not having more information. I was actually hoping to have at least somebody from the mill here or at least on the call. And all we got was that short email.
This goes way back when Wanamill first established the mill here. It seems to me like I remember that the school tax from the Wanamill went to Columbia County. Am I correct?
This is not that. This is something we approved last year. It had to do with the build out of a new paper machine, I believe. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah, I remember that. But we still don't have any tax money for the schools coming from Wana. Is that correct?
I don't know that.
Yeah, that happened when they first established it. I don't know if that's ever changed since or not, but not since I've been on the commission, it hasn't. So anyway, that's all I have.
Okay, would someone like to move to authorize the county manager to sign to extend the project completion deadline of section 1.1 of the existing SIP agreement from April 1st, 2026 to December 31st, 2026.
I'll make that motion as you quoted.
I'll second as well.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any other additional question, comments?
Just to be clear, I think you had said county manager would be executive director.
Executive director. Yeah. Long day. Thank you. For the record, it's the executive director. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Public comment for non-agenda items. This is an opportunity to speak to the commission for 3 minutes regarding port concerns not on the agenda. Public comment received by the deadline will be read aloud during the meeting. We have two today. Lori Beth Cole, please step up and we'll give you your 3 minutes of fame.
Start up and do some documents.
Start now if you want.
No, I have lots to say. As
okay, well, hand out what you'd like to give us, and then
start
after you're good and settled in. I'll start the 3 minutes.
You.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Here.
Thank you. I brought my old school clock, so I won't go over my 3 minutes. So you tell me when I'm ready to start.
You do your name and address, and after that, I'll start.
10. Okay. Thank you, Executive Director, Executive Director, Commissioners. I just wanted to let you know our first ship comes in on Thursday. It's the New Amsterdam, and the excursions that are on that ship, they were provided by Onward. And they have contracts for all of those excursions. And hopefully those buses that will provide those excursions won't be regulated to the parking lot where they used to load the logs, because there's potholes and dirt and chain fence. And then the passengers, some are in wheelchairs, some have, you know, medical issues, and it's just difficult for them. So while that is possibly going on over there in the log loading lot, then Sundial, your marketing director's company, he'll be running his buses right up front. And, you know, that doesn't bode well for the port on those excursions. So actually, the marketing director position, as we're talking about that, that never really comes out for bid. That position gets renewed every 6 months without fail. And, you know, he's pretty much secured a job for the rest of his life. And whether it's a staff position or a contracted position, you know, that's a little gray area right there. And there's also Port of Astoria parking permits in every single Sundial bus around town. So, you know, there's a lot of questions that I have. And, you know, he also implemented a facility use agreement, it's FUA. And that, you know, for small tour operators, which I used to be one, it required $1.5 million of insurance just to drive on port property, plus another $1.5 million to operate with the cruise line. So no small business is able to stay afloat or keep that. And so me and Astoria Tours and Seaside Best Tours, we all went out of business because of that. No other port in the United States requires a contract. They just ask for, you know, a fee and insurance and not a 5-page contract like we have here. So. And then I also wanted to know, there's a lot of questions I have, but in that FUA, there's a non-defamation clause. And if there's a contract out and there's a non-defamation clause, something seems a little fishy. But, you know, do you pay him? Does he pay you? And then there's 501c3 that was started up by your marketing director. That's a whole other story for another day. Your attorney, Eileen Aikens, recommended a termination of the marketing director's contract, which you didn't adhere to. He's still doing his job. He was found guilty of 7 ethics violations. And the only thing that really changed was his excursions that were listed on the court website. So I just want to say one thing from the bottom of my heart. You have a chance to do the right thing. You know, make an executive decision, maybe hire someone from outside to be a marketing director, cancel the facilities use agreement, and allow buses that are working with the cruise lines to pull up and off, you know, of the port. Mm-hmm. And, you know, make this a global port city like we want it to be. And that we still have the opportunity to do. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for sticking within the timeline. We have your information. Something for people to dive offline. So thank you. Our next person is Brady Backstrom and wants to talk to the commission about, I'll just allow him to speak for himself. He's leave your name and address for the record, and then I'll start the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Brady Backstrom with Class of Behavioral Health Care, Patent Officer 65. Good evening, Port of Astoria Commissioners. My name is Brady Basham, and I serve as the Business Operations Officer for Clatsop Behavioral Healthcare. I'm here this evening on behalf of the staff and residents of our newly opened Baker Building to respectfully request that the port consider allowing CBH to purchase between 8 to 12 parking passes at the previously established rate of $200 per year per vehicle, significantly improve access to the building for the individuals we serve. The Baker Building includes 32 units dedicated to permanent supported housing here in Clatsop County. Many of the individuals living there were recently unhoused and facing significant challenges related to stability, support, and hope for the future. Today, because of the work of CBH staff and community partners, those same individuals now have a safe and stable place to call home, along with access to services they need to move forward in their lives. At present, our facility has 16 parking spaces, which are primarily used by our clinicians, nurses, and housing staff provide essential services on site. What we did not fully anticipate during development was the number of residents who had arrived with vehicles. Many were previously without permanent housing, and a number of them were living in their cars while trying to regain stability. As a result, more residents than expected rely on personal vehicles. Because of the building's location, many residents are currently forced to park a considerable distance from their new home. This creates an ongoing barrier for them, particularly as they work to establish stability and routine in a new living environment. We are requesting the opportunity to purchase 8 to 12 parking passes in one of those lots off Basin Street at the previous annual rate. We understand the port has long-term plans to develop waterfront areas, and we fully respect that vision. Our request is simply for interim access, an opportunity to utilize available space for as long as it remains feasible. Finally, I want to recognize the shared community commitment by the port and CVH for fostering a strong, sustainable community through responsible stewardship and meaningful economic opportunity. The work taking place at Baker Building reflects these same priorities, creating pathways for individuals to achieve stability, improve their health, and build independence. In doing so, it helps strengthen the broader community by enabling more people to actively participate and contribute to that community. We respectfully ask for your consideration in helping us remove this barrier for our residents so they can continue to thrive. Thank you guys for time.
Thank you. Those are our public comments.
I have a couple.
But you're not a public.
Pardon?
I'm starting the commissioner comments. I'll call on you when it's time. Commissioner Campbell, would you like to give your commissioner report?
Yes. In respect to his comment there, I don't know. This looks like you've got the cart before the horse, you know, and they should have thought of that before they built the building about the parking. I would say that in a busy time of the year, we need the parking spots that we have because we don't have enough over there to accommodate all the fishermen to come in to use the basin, okay?
Do you have any other comments in general?
No.
Commissioner Hill?
I don't have anything.
Commissioner Fickle?
We have had, I've had the good fortune of having some friends, some close friends stay with me this last couple of days. They come from out of town, and it was, we did all the tourist stuff. We did the Astoria Column. We did the Lewis and Clark. We went out to see the Peter Iredale, you know, no visit to Astoria is complete with at least one, without at least one or two of those things. Didn't quite make it to Flavelle House or the Goonie House. It was really, it's, I take things for granted about living here. And it was fun to be with friends and see the place where I live through their eyes. And it just reminded me from the Lewis and Clark part to the present day that we're really just stewards of all this. I'm really proud to be involved in it, and I'm grateful for all the work that all of you do to maintain that this area that we live in. That's all I've got.
Thank you, Commissioner Stevens.
Me too. Invite everybody's attention to article in the Daily Astorian, I guess it was March 24th. It really is not an editorial. It was captured from the Oregon Capitol Chronicle about something we're all familiar with here. It's House Bill 4177, which is sitting on the governor's desk now, has passed through both the House and the Senate. I'll read from this article that did a good job of documenting it. The bill meant to create clarity about what public officials can call and text about outside of public meetings. This is the stuff that we normally discuss with each other about the fact you can't have more than two commissioners together, or else you establish a quorum. And if you discuss business, it's an illegal meeting and we can get in trouble. Same thing with emails and texts. So this bill apparently is going to clarify some of that and not make it so structured. That's what I gleaned from the article. I could be a little bit off. I only had a third grade education. So I just wanted to invite that to everyone's attention. I don't know if the government intends to sign it or not. our representative, Dr. Javadi, chose not to vote yes or no on it, but it did pass. She has until tomorrow to sign it. And that's all I have to report.
I would guess the SDAO would give us clarification on that if needed in further training.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect anything less. So I don't have anything to add. Executive Director report.
Thank you, Commissioner. I just have a few things for tonight. The first one, and I was going to point it out during the consent agenda portion, but it went fairly quick. But just wanted to point out to the commission how close we're trending to budget operationally. So on an $11 million budget on the revenue side, we're within 30,000 year to date. And on the expense side, we're within 6,000. So that's really, really close for the size of our budget through this much of the year. So hopefully we can stay on track with that as we finish up fiscal year 2026. As it was pointed out earlier, we do have our first cruise ship for 2026 coming in on Thursday, which is exciting for the port. It's going to be busy down here. Matt had shared with me earlier today that the hangar project has been completed out at the airport, and they had final walkthrough on that. And then also the FBO project is underway. So big things happening out there. One other thing I did want to share, and I passed out a copy to the commission, but we did receive a thank you letter from Coast Guard Captain Neil Corbin, and it's fairly brief, so I was just going to read it here. Port of Astoria FBO, on behalf of Air Station Astoria and the surrounding local area units, I would like to thank you for your support during the memorial service for Aviation Survival Technician Second Class Tyler Jaggers on 20 March 2026. Your assistance in issuing a notice to air missions, coordinating ramp traffic, providing access to a van, and providing your airfield expertise for parking ensured operations ran safely and smoothly. Your continued partnership, professionalism, and steady support are greatly appreciated by the United States Coast Guard community and the Jaggers family. With gratitude, Captain Neil A. Corbin. It's always good to get positive feedback like that. And obviously the Coast Guard has been an important partner for the port for a long, long time. Last thing I'll mention, and I don't know how many commissioners have done it. I saw there were some emails back and forth, but just a reminder that the annual statement of economic interest is due this month. So if you haven't completed that, go online and do it. I know that if you agree with it or not, I have talked to the ethics board about that, and there's like a daily fine if it's not done. So important to get that done. And if you haven't already, Deanna can assist you with that. So that's all I had.
Thank you. The upcoming meeting dates are regular work session April 21st and the regular session May 5th. I do want to thank people for coming and their public comments. I don't think it's the best, most productive thing to get into it during a meeting and debate the merits of the public comments. And the commission, we meet with our executive director, and that's the appropriate time, I believe, to kind of vet these things. So I just wanted to say that that's the way I think it should happen. I think that's probably how it's going to happen today. So, but I did want to acknowledge your comments and thank you for coming. That all is during the meeting.